Now to Chicago, where it is out with the old style, in with the bud. Anheuser-Busch has signed an exclusive sponsorship deal with the Chicago Cubs, edging out the beloved old-style brand of beer at Wrigley Field. Zach Strauss is owner of Slugger Sports Bar near Wrigley. And Zach, what is your reaction to this news that the Cubs are ending the partnership with Old Style that dates back to 1950?
Yeah, it's a shocker. It's unfortunate. There's going to be a lot of guys going to the game that for their fathers, their grandfathers, would sit down at the ballpark and have a hot dog and an old-style beer.
Well, what's so great about Old Style?
Old Style beer is one of the finest beverages money could buy. Made in Wisconsin. And it'll still be around. It just won't be as prevalent as it's been.
Now, I assume you're still going to be serving it at your bar.
Absolutely.
You think you're going to do better business now because it won't be sold across the street at Wrigley?
Yeah, I think when people come to Wrigleyville, they'll come into Slugger's now, especially to get one of those old-style beers, just because that's what you do when you go to a Cubs game.
Now, we should say there is going to be a 650-square-foot Budweiser neon sign over the right field. And, of course, Anheuser-Busch is headquartered in St. Louis. Miller Coors, the rival, headquartered in Chicago, they're not going to be happy about this.
Miller Coors, I think, they're going to be a little upset, but they will survive. Budweiser, they've been around Wrigley Field as much as Old Style over the last 25 or so years. If you remember Harry Carey's beer.
Yeah.
Harry Carey always talked about Budweiser and drinking his by wearing his big glasses over his face and drooling over it. Around the United States, Budweiser is the largest domestic beer in the U.S. In Chicago for a long time, it was Miller. And actually, Budweiser is making a good move. Budweiser is really pushing Miller to the side.
Well, what do you think of Budweiser?
I think Budweiser is a great brand. And I think for them to be a major part of the Cubs, it would really help. It would complement each other, the Cubs and Budweiser.
Zach, do you think that this change from Old Style to Budweiser could be the ticket that finally brings the Cubs a World Series victory for the first time in more than 100 years?
You know, I hope so, but I hate to say that that's the reason, because I would be really sad, and so would a lot of diehard Cub fans, to see Old Style not being a part of it. After all these years, I think it would be upsetting to see Old Style being left out.
Well, Zach Strauss, owner of Slugger's Sports Bar in Chicago outside Wrigley Field, thanks so much for talking with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Comcast Business, partnering with businesses to provide scalable technology solutions to keep pace with growth and success at business.comcast.com.